Susie's party and started courting her with roses. Quickly, I draw back from the window. What if El Jefe looks up and sends his SIM up to get me? "So you are the girl who never cries," he would greet me. "No, señor," I rehearse my reply. "I am the girl who hardly talks anymore."
Do you understand why Anita never talks anymore? Well, I know sometimes I don't like to talk when I'm really upset, and I think that's what's happening to Anita. She's so scared and confused all the time lately that she can barely bring herself to speak at all. It's quite a change from the days when her parents called her Little Parrot. Did you notice what Oscar said about El Jefe's routine? Apparently, the dictator walks the same route at the same time every day, and he always wears a white uniform unless it's Wednesday. Then he wears khaki and goes to his country house. But today he's wearing khaki and it's Tuesday. I think all of this might be important to Poppy and Tio Tony. I mean, if you were plotting to kill someone, it would be useful to know exactly where he's going to be and when, right? Let's keep reading after the space on page 92, where it says, "After El Jefe passes by."
After El Jefe passes by, I stand a while at the window, looking up at a glint of silver in the sky. The daily Pan Am flight is departing for the States. The Garcia girls left on that flight, as did my grandparents, uncles, and aunts and their families, then Lucinda and Susie, and finally a few days ago, Sam and his mom. Oscar comes up beside me. The little girls have been called to their baths. We are alone in the nursery. "Are you sad because of Sam leaving, Anita?" It's sweet of Oscar to care, but I don't know how to tell him that I haven't been spending all that much time with Sam. In fact, the last time we saw each other alone was when Sam came over to say goodbye. Sam talked on and on about how excited he was to be going back to the United States. He handed over a present, a little Statue of Liberty paperweight that I was sure his mother had picked out. "Thanks," I managed to murmur. I wanted to say something more. After all, Sam was my first love. There was a time when my heart would play jump rope when I saw him crossing over to our house. But those feelings had completely fizzled out. Sam had grinned when Charlie made fun of me. Why hadn't he defended me? Maybe he just hadn't been brave enough to stand up for me? Not being brave is easier to understand than being plain mean. "It's scary being the ones left, don't you think?" Oscar is saying. I look down at the fist my hands have formed without my